Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Today we turn our attention to the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." It was the sixth day of creation. At the end of each previous day, God declared that what he had created was good. On the sixth day, however, God revealed that something was not good. It was not good for man to be alone. So God provided man with the perfect companion. Using one of Adam's ribs, God created woman. From the creation of this perfect partnership, God established marriage and expressed his purpose for this institution. Marriage is a lifelong union between one man and one woman in which God provides the blessings of companionship, sexual happiness, and children. But ever since mankind's fall into sin, this gift has been destroyed by the devil, despised by the sinful world, and discarded by the hearts and lives of mankind. In spite of our unfaithfulness, God remains faithful. He has provided the perfect partner for all, married and unmarried. Jesus is our perfect husband. Jesus' union to his people is truly a marriage made in heaven. He went to great lengths to pursue and prove his love for us. From heaven to earth, from cradle to cross. Along his journey, Jesus experienced the same temptations common to us all, but overcame them without ever sinning. At the end of his journey, Jesus faced God's wrath for all of our sins. By his death, Jesus paid the debt we owe God. By his resurrection, the Lord's love for us is guaranteed. Do not despise the love God has for you by discarding Christ your Savior. Trust him. In Jesus you have a union with God that will not merely last until death. Through faith in him, nothing, not even death, can separate you from God's love. And there is more. Find strength in Christ to cherish God's gifts of marriage, sexuality, and family. Find comfort in his forgiveness for the times you have failed, and pray that all of us enjoy God's perfect purpose for marriage. Our prayer today is this hymn verse: O love that cast out fear, O love that cast out sin, O stay no more without, but come and dwell within. True sunlight of the soul, surround us as we go. So shall our way be safe, our feet no straying know. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.